Thank you for joining us live from Washington on a Christmas Day. This is Chris Kande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The Zimbabwe Republic Police says 13 people died in road accidents yesterday, a figure slightly lower than the 17 deaths recorded on the same day last year.
Most Zimbabweans today joined the rest of the world in celebrating Christmas.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
The Zimbabwe Republic Police says 13 people died in road accidents yesterday, a figure slightly lower than the 17 deaths recorded on the same day last year. But the number of road accidents recorded went up from 106 to 127. Police were still compiling accident reports for today by the time we went on air. Road accidents in Zimbabwe have been blamed on human factors such as speeding, drunken driving, indiscipline, and driver's impatience, low fines for road offenses, non-removal of broken-down vehicles along roads, total disregard of road regulations, driver fatigue, expired tires, red light jumping, and driving without licenses, among others. Police spokesperson Chief Superintendent Paul Nyati tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu police have been deployed in large numbers to monitor motorists in an effort to curb road accidents.
Blessing, we're saying motorists should plan their journeys well in advance. It's really not proper for someone to be always in a rush, and in the process they contribute towards the accident. We want motorists to be responsible. They should observe all road rules and regulations. If they are not supposed to speed at a certain portion of the road due to speed limits, they must act likewise. If we say they must not go through red robots, then we do not expect them to go through red robots. So at the end of the day, driving is an individual effort. And this individual effort requires responsibility. We can only curb accidents if we exercise caution, if we are responsible and observe the sacrosanct of life.
Let's talk about the police action. Have you deployed enough officers to deal with some errant drivers?
Certainly. We have deployed adequate police officers all over the country. So we want to ensure that the Christmas Day, New Year's Day, is celebrated in a peaceful and a tranquil environment.
Some members of the public are also complaining, Chief Superintendent Nyati, that there's a lot of corruption going on.
A blessing, it takes two to tango. Corruption can only take place where there are two or more parties who are willing to do things in a wrong manner. So as police, our stance is that we've got a zero-tolerance stance on corruption. We arrest the giver and the taker. In this case, we arrest the police officer, we arrest the member of the public who is offering a bribe. And we are saying, if your vehicle is in tip-top condition, if your vehicle is meeting all the conditions which are required for it to be traveling on the road, then why are you opting to pay a bribe?
That was police spokesperson Chief Superintendent Paul Nyati speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare. According to the World Organization, about 1.25 million people die each year as a result of road accidents. Road traffic injuries are the leading cause of death among young people aged 15 to 29 years.
It's also time for Zimbabweans to take stock of their activities this year and make projections for the coming year. For some, the new year normally offers a chance for a new beginning and a better life, but most Zimbabweans remain pessimistic about the future. Our correspondent Taurai Shava brings us more.
Bulawayo resident Musawenko Sinyoni says she believes it is by God's grace that she has gone through what she describes as a very tough year for her and her family. Nyoni is an informal trader and also the chairperson of the Bulawayo province of the Zimbabwe Chamber of the Informal Economy Associations, or ZCIEA, a grouping that brings together an array of informal traders, including those who run flea markets like herself. She says business has been bad, that she can't even take a break for the festive season, hoping to capitalize on the odd client who would do last-minute shopping. Although Nyoni says she's not a pessimist, she says if there's no drastic change for the better in the country's economy in the coming year, she sees herself being unable to continue a business as she has been struggling to break even. Zane Lenyati, a cross-border trader, says by this time of the year, she would have saved enough to pay for her children's fees for the next term and also to spoil them during the festive season, but notes that at the moment she's struggling to provide them with basic necessities. Nyati, who buys and resells clothes and basics from Botswana in South Africa, says the fall of the rand has seriously affected her income. She too is worried that she could be compelled to stop her only source of livelihood and hopes that government takes decisive steps to ensure that the multi-currency regime does not create further hardships for the ordinary majority.
Trading has been difficult for us because of the rand, the rates are against the US dollar. It has become difficult for us to go and buy and sell at a profit this side in Zimbabwe, as people are now refusing the rand, and we just wish the government would do something about it.
The fall of the rand has mostly affected people in Vlawayo and the hinterland, as most people from the region either work in South Africa or find it convenient to buy their basic goods from the neighboring country. Tinei Piki is a Zimbabwean artisan who works for a South African manufacturing company. Piki, who always comes back home during the festive season, also laments the fall of the rand.
With the cash that I've brought, I can't even buy anything because no one seems to love to use the rand.
The Vlawayo-based Public Policy Research Institute of Zimbabwe says instead of continuing with the multi-currency regime, it could be advantageous for Zimbabwe to join the Rand Monetary Union, which includes South Africa, Lesotho, Namibia and Swaziland. He says although it has its own disadvantages, Zimbabwe would gain from seigniorage rights and get credit facilities from South African financial institutions while also tapping into the advanced South African industry for retooling. Tambo says Zimbabwe needs to address the availability and cost of utilities like electricity and water, among other fundamentals, as part of the solution to the current economic crisis. He adds that the fact that a number of prominent well-to-do figures have had their properties attached over debts in the passing year means that things have been bad and could continue to get worse in the coming year.
I think it's going to be a very tough 2016 going forward. Even the postulations about the economy to grow by 2.7%, to me, I've been arguing that that's a very fictitious figure. I don't know where that figure is coming from. With more than 25,000 people having lost their jobs, I think within 6 weeks of the Supreme Court ruling, one wonders whether these people got any other new jobs thereafter. Even professionals are beginning to move out of the country. We are seeing it. Teachers, nurses and the like are beginning to leave the country again to go for better pastures elsewhere in other countries.
For Matabeleland Chapter President Reginald Shoko of the Affirmative Action Group, there have been some strides made in 2015 regarding the empowerment of indigenous locals, but government needs to get rid of policy discord, which he says is partly to blame for scaring away much-needed foreign direct investment. Shoko is in favor of internal devaluation, which, though criticized by some, he says would help bring down the cost of doing business in the country and thereby spurring economic revival. Shoko says government and ordinary Zimbabweans have to be prepared to take tough decisions if the economy is to be revived.
It's going to be a painful year next year because it calls all of us, both government, industry and all Zimbabweans, to come to understand one thing. We need to cut in a lot of things. Government on its own needs to cut on the salaries.
Ipitule Maposa, the provincial youth chairperson of ZAPU, who is also the party's director of information and publicity in the southern region, says the specter of a drought will worsen the country's economic situation. He, however, adds that there is a glimmer of hope for some improvement if the much-publicized deals between Zimbabwe and China come to fruition. The passing year has undoubtedly been tough for ordinary Zimbabweans, but despite the doom and gloom, the new year could provide the proverbial new beginning for the nation. Reporting for Studio 7 from Vlawayo, this is Taurai Shava.